Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Working Poor Invisible in America by David Kay. Shipler is a nonfiction work of social reportage that examines the lives of Americans who are employed yet still live below or near the poverty line, drawing on interviews. Observation and journalistic research, Shipler explores how work alone does not guarantee economic security when wages are low and basic supports are unstable. The book focuses on the everyday realities of families and individuals who move through a system shaped by inadequate pay, fragile housing, limited healthcare, weak schools, transportation problems, and family stress. Rather than treating poverty as the result of one simple cause, Shipler presents it as a chain of connected pressures that reinforce one another. The result is a clear-eyed account of how poverty remains hidden in plain sight, even among people performing essential labor that sustains the economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Shipler rejects one-cause explanations for poverty and replaces them with interlocking causes. A central idea of the book is that poverty among workers cannot be explained by either personal failure alone or social failure alone. Shipler argues against the comforting belief that hard work automatically leads to stability, but he also avoids the opposite claim that individuals have no agency and that society is wholly responsible. His analysis instead shows how low pay, bad schooling, unstable family life, poor health, and weak institutions operate together. This matters because the working poor do not experience hardship in isolated categories. A single problem can magnify another. Low wages limit housing choices, poor housing affects health, poor health disrupts work, and missed work then threatens income. By framing poverty as a destructive synergy, Shipler gives readers a more realistic model of how deprivation persists. The book is strongest when it shows that policy debates often fail because they isolate one variable and ignore the chain reaction created by multiple pressures acting at once. Secondly, low-wage work is treated as essential labor but rewarded as if it were expendable. Shipler places heavy emphasis on the contradiction between the social value of the work and the economic value attached to it. The people he writes about are not outside the labor market. They are inside it, often working long hours in service jobs, agriculture, factories, or cleaning and care work that keeps the economy functioning. Yet the wages they receive are too small to build any cushion against emergencies. This creates a cruel paradox: the work is necessary, but the worker remains precarious. Shipler shows that low wages are not only a matter of poverty income, but also a signal of how the labor market ranks human worth. That ranking shapes self-respect, bargaining power, and long-term mobility. When a job pays too little to cover rent, childcare, transportation, and health costs, employment becomes a condition of constant crisis rather than a route out of it. The book therefore reframes work itself, showing that employment can coexist with deprivation when compensation and benefits are inadequate. Thirdly, a small setback can trigger a cascade of crisis for families living on the edge. One of Shipler's most persuasive insights is how fragile the working poor are in practical daily life. Because they have little or no savings, even minor disruptions can cause serious damage. A car repair, a childcare breakdown, an illness, or a missed shift can quickly lead to lost wages, late fees, debt, or job loss. The book repeatedly demonstrates that poverty is not only about a low income level, it is about the absence of margin. Without reserves, every problem becomes urgent and expensive. This is why the lives in the book often feel unstable, even when the people involved are making sincere efforts to stay afloat. Shipler's method of tracing consequences over time makes the fragility visible. He shows that insecurity is cumulative, and that the poor are often forced to solve one crisis by creating another, such as borrowing at high cost or delaying healthcare. The result is a cycle in which short-term survival decisions deepen long-term vulnerability. Fourthly, institutions meant to support families often fail to prevent poverty from deepening. The book pays close attention to the role of institutions, especially schools, housing systems, healthcare, employers, and public assistance. Shipler does not present these institutions as uniformly malicious. Instead, he shows how they often function poorly for people with the least room for error. Weak schools limit future prospects, unsafe or unstable housing makes family life harder, and limited access to medical care turns treatable problems into emergencies. Employers may offer little flexibility, while public systems can be difficult to navigate or too weak to offset private hardship. This institutional view is important because it explains why effort alone does not solve poverty. A worker may be reliable, disciplined, and motivated, yet still be trapped by systems that demand punctuality, transportation, stable childcare, and good health without guaranteeing any of them. Shipler's point is not simply that these institutions are broken, but that they often interact in ways that intensify risk for those already under pressure. That makes reform a question of coordination as much as compassion. Lastly, the book makes the working poor visible as ordinary Americans rather than a distant social category. Shipler's title captures one of the book's main achievements. He tries to make a largely ignored population visible. The working poor are often discussed abstractly in policy language, but Shipler presents them as real people with specific routines, obligations, and contradictions. He includes white, black, Latino, Asian, citizen, and immigrant workers to show that poverty cuts across groups and cannot be reduced to a single demographic story. This broad scope helps challenge stereotypes that equate poverty with idleness or moral failure. The book also matters because it is written in a journalistic style that combines empathy with restraint. Shipler does not rely on sensationalism. He allows lived experience and structural detail to carry the argument. That makes the book especially effective for readers who want a serious introduction to poverty in the United States without polemics. Its moral force comes from visibility. Once readers see how common, hardworking, and vulnerable these lives are, poverty can no longer be dismissed as remote or exceptional. In conclusion, this is a strong choice for readers who want a serious nonfiction account of poverty in the United States, especially policymakers, students of social policy, journalists, educators, and general readers who want to understand why employment does not always bring security. The book is especially useful for anyone interested in the interaction between wages, family stress, health, housing, and institutions, because Shipler shows how these forces reinforce one another rather than operate separately. Its practical value lies in helping readers think more precisely about poverty, not as a moral category, but as a system of pressures that can trap working families even when they are trying to do everything right. Compared with more polemical poverty books, it stands out for its balance and documentary range. Compared with purely statistical studies, it stands out for its human detail. Shipler makes the working poor visible without reducing them to symbols, which gives the book both analytical weight and moral clarity. For readers seeking a nuanced, accessible, and deeply grounded picture of American poverty, it remains an important and distinctive work. If you would like to support David K. Shipler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.